Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is the ultimate fantasy.
Oh.
With no strings attached.
Yeah. Is,
right? But the strings, Tommy. The strings.
Yeah.
These opportunities don't ever come around for men. But if they do, they have the potential to incinerate your relationship unless every little thing goes right.
Okay.
So if you were in this man's shoes, what would you do? What would you do?
So this is a very delicate situation you're describing.
Super delicate.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Oh, yeah. We got a hell of a Facebook message this week.
Whatever.
From a man who will remain nameless. And I want to be clear before we read this.
Yeah.
I did not think it was a good idea to read this on the air.
Okay.
And when we didn't read it on the air, he wrote again and asked when we were going to do it on the air. I told him, like, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Well, let's help this cat out.
All right. So, to be safe, we're going to change his name.
Yeah.
I don't want the guilt to blow back here.
Yeah.
All right? Bill, we will call him, has been given a hell of an offer from his girlfriend. He writes us, quote, "For my birthday, my girlfriend gave me a sexual coupon book full of things she will do for me."
Damn.
One of those coupons.
You never get those in the mail.
He goes on. One of those coupons said a threesome with her and her friend. I thought she was kidding at first, but she told me she wasn't, and she said she already talked to a friend of hers who was willing to do
this. Oh, so she got a specific friend picked out already.
This is what it sounds like. Okay. Bill goes on, "I can't talk to my friends about this, and you guys talk about everything, so I'd like to know what you think. I want to do this, but I am not dumb, and I know this could be really bad if my girlfriend gets jealous, doesn't like it after it starts, or if the other girl gets uncomfortable. I also don't know what I'm supposed to do. The other thing that's bothering me, she won't tell me which of her friends agreed to do it."
Yep.
Surprise.
She says that's the surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Which is also making me nervous. I don't want to tell her my concerns because I want the option, but if I do this, I don't want to lose my girlfriend. And he goes on, but I think that's all we need here.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
And just so we have an image in our head, everybody listening all together,
mm-hmm.
I would guess from looking at Bill's Facebook pictures, he's in his late 20s to early 30s. Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do you take this threesome?
You take that particular coupon out and burn it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't touch that at all.
Okay.
Because it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go.
Well, how's it going to go?
It's going to be a disaster.
In which way do you believe
it? Could go one way, and it could go all the ways.
Oh.
But it's not going to work out. I've never known a guy that had this, and it went well.
Okay. So there
it's a disaster.
So there is no circumstance that he is in right now, no caveats, no nothing, in which you would agree to this threesome?
No. Okay. Because either her feelings, her friend's feelings, what you think is going to happen and what actually is going to happen, is none of it.
All right.
None of it.
None of it?
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there a way to have a threesome in a relationship and not blow up both of your lives? All right, I'm going to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but before we do, I'm sorry. Kimmy, as you were on the phone, Do you take this threesome if you're this man?
This guy sounds like he has, he doesn't even sound excited about it. He sounds like he has way too many concerns. And you're going to go into it with those, nothing's going to make you feel comfortable with it. So I'm going to say in this case, especially, absolutely not.
So you guys are both out on the threesome.
He's going to have boner remorse. He yeah, is.
But here's the thing, man. Every guy's got a ton of boner remorse.
Right, but this is, you yeah, doubled down on a bad bet.
And if this is somebody you see your future with, I wouldn't take that chance.
And it's her circle of friends.
Yeah.
This is true.
So, somebody you're going to be around.
Right, yeah. Or that person's going to be, you know, you could break up that.
Okay, all right, all valid concerns. But to play devil's advocate here, Tommy, how many times does this ever show up in a man's life?
It doesn't.
It does not
show up. It shows
up
in porn, and it takes, like, a camera crew. And, like, lawyers to pull it off.
But she's serving this on a plate for him. It's her idea.
Which
it is her
insane.
Idea.
Which also, like, that also bothers me.
Why?
That it's being served up. Like, hey, man, here's a coupon from a friend.
Look, I mean, it's naive to think there aren't women that would be turned on by this.
I understand that. The odds that you found one, pretty slim.
Why?
Because they don't, there ain't a lot of them.
Okay.
They really want to watch you drill their best friend.
How would you know?
I'm not saying that they don't exist. I just don't think there's a lot of them. If you think you hit that lottery ticket, I doubt it.
But bro, people do win the lottery.
They do.
People do win the lottery.
And then they die. Okay. Or their house burns.
We're all going to die, man. True. We're all going to die.
And let me tell you something else. Because he don't know which friend. And it ain't the friend you're thinking of, buddy. It ain't.
All right, serious question.
It's going to be one of them side friends you can't stand.
Serious question before we go to the phones, because, of course, with a story involving a woman's opinion will be valuable, we have nothing but men waiting on hold.
Okay.
All right. Is a threesome with a non-attractive woman still awesome?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking your opinion.
Would you take the deal is what he's asking.
Do you do that deal? Do you do that ugly deal?
I mean, I guess you would.
I'm going to, because I would argue if I'm a single man and I am propositioned by two women, one I am attracted to and one I am not attracted to, I still get to like join that club.
Yes, you do. You do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, you know.
Who's going to say no to that?
Okay.
Ah?
All right. That's not what you thought, though.
Okay, yeah, sure, but nothing is ever how you think it is.
That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's life. You work that way through life. You never do anything in your life, man.
True. You got to take that chance.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. Bill, who we're calling him, has offered a threesome in a coupon book, by the way. Like, why? You could have just told him. It's a coupon. He doesn't. His girlfriend offers. He doesn't want to do it, it sounds like, but he's also torn because how often does this come along? His girlfriend has her friend picked out. She will not tell him which friend. He understands that this could blow up his relationship. He doesn't want to make anybody uncomfortable. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Jeff, do you have this threesome?
I have done this.
You can hear it in his voice. I've done it, man.
I'll tell you what, it is not worth it. I don't care how hot she is. I don't care that his girlfriend is basically putting him on a spot to be like, okay, do you really love me? Can I trust you? She's not looking to really have a threesome. She's looking to see if he will join in with something and agree with it. And as soon as he agrees with it, she's done.
Okay, hold on. Now, hold on.
So you're saying it's a test.
Hold on. You're going the opposite way here now, a little extreme. Okay. Is that what happened with you? She offered the threesome and then was like, how dare you?
Yeah, she called one of her friends, and her friend came over, and we all started drinking, you know, smoking. One thing led to another, and she's like, you know, I want you to participate. And I'm like, we're married, and that's not cool. I mean, if you two want to do your little play game, whatever, that's fine. But I'm not joining into this. And she goes, well, if you don't join in, then you and I are, you know, pretty much not doing anything. And I was like, okay. So I did it. And about a month later, all we did was fight. She brought the girl's name up. I can't believe you did this. And I'm like, she's not even my friend. you called her and invited her over to our house. so we can have this, you know, trio thing going on.
So you did the full deed. You did the whole thing with them.
I did it, and you know what? The thing that is crazy is we done it more than one time with more than one of our friends.
Wait a minute. You know, for a guy who says don't do this, you sure as hell did it a lot there. Yeah.
You had to make sure you didn't like it.
Listen, listen, if you're going to, hey, if you're going to put cake in front of me, I'm going to eat it. You know what I mean?
I get you, Jeff. Hey, yeah. Jeff, thank you for being so honest, man. This is very valuable in the situation here.
But really, it's not worth it, dude. If you love this girl, don't do that to her.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call, buddy. It. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Jeff. You're right. You can hear the fight happening with himself.
I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do it, but I did it anyways. And then we did it a couple more times. Forgot I left that part out.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
He mentions two things in this Facebook message, Bill, as we're calling him, that you would never think about if a threesome is offered.
Yeah.
The first thing he brings up, he says, I don't know what to do. And I think he means, like, in the actual moment.
Well, yeah, because he's going to go to porns that he's watched.
Exactly.
And that's not what's going to be in her mind, probably, or her friend's mind.
I don't know. Because, like, you would have to lay out ground rules before.
Yeah.
Right? You would have to have this discussion. And then, like, the physical act of, like, doing it?
Yeah.
Like, you would have to block it like it's a Broadway play.
Yeah, maybe you go have a couple rehearsals.
No, but
a couple of dry runs with your clothes on.
I'm serious, man. I'm serious. My biggest fear would be, in all sincerity, if I'm in this guy's shoes, like, that we get caught up in the moment, I do something to this other girl that my girlfriend did not expect was going to happen.
So that's got
to
be all laid out. That would be such an awkward pre-bang meeting.
Well, and I think that's what, like, the fantasy of it gets ruined the closer you get to it actually happening, right? Because you think it's going to go a certain way.
It's not spontaneous.
It's probably not going to be as smooth as you think it's going to be. It's not the fantasy you have in your head.
You might get accidentally kicked in the balls.
Well, you're not having sex with a horse.
No, but you know, legs and feet and arms going all over the place.
There's nobody directing.
Somebody's getting smacked in the head.
It's Cirque du Soleil.
She's got a bruise on her left boob.
Can I ask a serious question before we go back to the phones? I see you guys sitting there. Would you worry about your performance?
Oh, well, sure. Why not?
I mean, let's be real.
I got a gallery now.
Yeah, and you're going to be nervous. I would think.
Yeah, like, you've
done it before.
It could be a challenge pleasing one woman.
Yeah.
Right? And you want to put on a good show.
Well, sure you do.
Right? Like, this is your American Bandstand moment.
I'm
going to
need a half a bottle of those Doug Flutie pills.
Like, does the average man really think, when you are alone at night lying in your bed, that you have what it takes to make it worthwhile for two women at the same time?
I think most men do. In their head.
I think
most men really think they could have sex with two women at the same time.
And please both.
Yes, and in their heads.
But then again, you can make the argument. I mean, this starts as a birthday gift to him.
Yeah.
Right? It comes in a coupon book. So do you then just focus on yourself? Because this is supposed to be a gift to you.
Yes, my special day.
Well, I mean, it is his special day.
Bend over.
Cashing in my coupon.
252 WCMF, guy named, we're calling Bill. And again, I want to be clear. We have gone back and forth where I was like, really, man? I don't know if this is the best idea. He kept insisting we bring this up on the air. So here we are. His girlfriend, for his birthday, gave him a sexual coupon book. One of the coupon was a threesome with her. She says she has the friend picked out. She will not tell him which friend it is. He writes us saying, look, I don't know if this is a good idea.
Right.
I don't want to tell her no because I don't want to ruin the chance.
Right.
But all of these potential things could go wrong. Tommy says, do not do it.
Yeah.
Gibby says, do not do it. Jeff called and said, do not do it.
Because there's questions. Like, I don't know. You don't know what your limits of your wife are in this situation.
True.
Or this girl that's coming in, how they're going to interact.
Okay.
What you're expecting to see.
True
I mean, there's so many variables that could go wrong here.
All right, 252 WCMF. Folks have been waiting patiently. Right. Thanks, guys. I'm sorry. Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, so I'm going to say negative on that.
Why?
It's a big negatory.
So it's a coupon book, all right? So this is just a thing that is written down by random people, you know? It's not an ordinary thing, you know? And I feel if your old lady really wants you to do a threesome, she's going to tell you straight up.
Well, she is kind of telling you straight up by offering you the coupon, I would argue.
With specifics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in a book, you know what I mean?
So you just use the one for free pizza?
Written by somebody else, do you understand?
Written by somebody else? Like, you think when somebody got a hold of the coupon book, fabricated, this coupon is not licensed by the state of New York. This is not a licensed threesome coupon. Chris, well, would, oh, wait, if you're in this...
If she was really smart, she would have ripped that coupon out if she didn't want it to happen.
That's my point. All right, Chris, let me ask you this. If you're in this guy's shoes right now, Bill's shoes as we're calling him, would you do this threesome?
No.
Because you're scared?
No, I would not.
Scared ass bitch ass bitch. I'm
not scared. I'm married. That's why I wouldn't do it. But if I was... If it was my girlfriend, yeah, I probably would.
Okay. Chris, how old are you, buddy?
I am 40.
All right, you're 40 years old. Sincere question. We are an honest show. Do you think you have it in you to please two women at the same time?
Yeah, a couple of Viagra, sure.
Only take one at a time. Viagra.
Chris, thanks for the call. Have a good rest.
Never take a couple of Viagra.
By the way, the answer sure tells me he is not pleasing two women at the same time. I also love to, if I just keep pounding, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just keep doing this, guys. All right, so we finally have women writing us, thank God. And we have a famous saying here on the show, men call, women write.
Yeah.
Maya, writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Bill, if he, hold on, I lost it. If he goes for it, he just needs to start the interaction with, quote, this is supposed to be fun for everyone. So if anyone isn't having a good time, we will stop.
Oh, so it's like airline announcements before we take off.
What would that sound like, you think?
Folks on the flat deck are about to have us a threesome, so if we experience some whoopsie daisies on the way in, that's going to be a little rough. But once I get around 10,000 pumps, we're going to smooth her out, and we hope you enjoy your ride this morning.
I'm still doing it.
Nobody, but, I don't know if anybody has the, nobody wants to insult anybody, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to be like, this isn't really for me. Never mind, I'm out.
Well, yeah, but I think that's a fair thing to say.
It is, but that's is a, anybody but that's actually a mood killer going to, right off the bat. Anybody actually going to do it?
Right.
Okay.
Right?
Well, but it does sound like the way Maya writes, and Maya, if I'm wrong, you can write me back and let me know. It sounds like either she has done this or is open to this.
Okay.
I mean, and I do believe, not in a creepy way, but in a actual psychological sexual way, that more women than you think would be open to this idea with the right man and female partner.
Right, but they would also be open to being intimate with another woman.
Yes.
So, I mean, all that's got to go into the mix here.
Okay, you bring up another question, and I'm asking this seriously.
What's that?
Do the women who have this as a secret fantasy have it because they want to see what it's like to be with another woman? But they're afraid of the pressure of being one-on-one with another woman.
Maybe it could be.
Like, this is like a quick crack of the door into... Because, like, there is a... Scientifically, this is proven. There is a shocking amount of women who identify as straight women that watch girl-on-girl pornography.
Oh.
There are several studies. You can look them up yourselves.
I thought it was for, like, shaving tips.
Shaving a haircut, one bit. But, like, I mean, this would give women the opportunity.
It would, and your husband's there, so maybe you're more comfortable.
Exactly, and you don't... I mean, if you... If it's a bad word in your head or it's something you don't want to label yourself as.
Something you feel like you have to justify.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not bisexual. I'm not into girls. I was doing this for my boyfriend, for my husband. I mean.
So you're kind of hiding behind a threesome to be with another woman, to have that experience.
I think you're discounting the fact that a threesome would also be a turn on for a woman.
That's okay.
Just, you know what I mean? So, like you're saying like she, you're assuming that she has to have like a reason why she would want to have a threesome.
I understand what you're saying.
Like an inner battle she's fighting.
No, I get it. I get that there are women that have that fantasy. Yeah. And again, I think there are more women than men think that have that fantasy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we could also look at this as maybe this is a selfish move on her part to try something she's always wanted to.
All right.
All right, we have a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Yeah. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. If this was his wife, I'd totally agree with Tommy, don't do it. But if this guy is in his 20s and it's just his girlfriend, he has to do it. He'll never get another chance, and a girlfriend ain't a wife.
Okay, that's a valid point.
We don't know how long he's been with this girl, though.
This is true. This is true. Dave writes us, and by the way, Dave is not the only one who has brought this up in some kind of way.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave writes on Instagram, he can't do this because he's opening the door to the devil's three-way. Which is two guys and his girlfriend. If you do this, and she later says she wants to try that.
Hey, why don't you call your buddy Chuck?
You can't really tell her no without looking selfish and small-minded. And a lot of people, Natalie, David, Ian, are writing that this secret friend is actually a guy,
I've
and that's
like
why.
Five calls
I don't know why she would give that a coupon for his birthday. Happy birthday! Here's the worst experience of your life.
Hey, Ron's at the door. Harry, Ron,
mystery friend.
All right, let's take
with his big knuckles.
Let's take the mystery friend out. All right. And by the way, I say worst experience of your life. Maybe it's not, but I don't want to find out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Accidental poking.
Yeah.
All right, let's say you go through with this.
All right.
And then down the road, she says, I would like to try another guy. Do you have to say yes?
I would say you go for it, but you're going to need two guys.
I'm putting my foot down.
I'm out of that, man.
All right, but here's the thing. Let's walk through this logically, all right?
I am.
She has given you this fantasy.
Yeah.
You accepted this fantasy.
She was open to it your way.
Yeah.
You have to be open to it her way.
Would you say, Kimmy, let's say Bill.
Yeah.
Takes this offer, does this threesome with his girlfriend and her friend.
Right.
A year down the road, she wants to bring another guy in. Would you say he is obligated to do that?
I think it's worth. I think you at least have to have a conversation about it. Like, you can't be so anti that up front, especially when, you know, you've already had this other experience together.
Okay.
So it's definitely, you're going to have to hear her out.
All right. So we get. I you agree to it, right? You get in bed. She goes, all right, why don't you two get started over there and I'll jump in. Keep going.
That's the other thing, man. Like, could you?
If I touch another dude's leg, I'm going to puke.
But it would make you sound so small-minded.
Yeah, it would.
Because, like, this is something.
I'll take that over to the alternative.
Like,
I understand. She said this is something that would really turn me on and help our sex life.
No, because here's the thing. Look, I'm with you. That is not attractive to me in any way.
Yeah.
But she did this. Like, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it's going to sound like, too.
All right.
Would you want to be with a stranger or a buddy? Or not even a buddy, but somebody you know.
All right. So here's the scenario. All right. Nothing is going to happen between you and the dude.
Right.
You're sharing this experience together.
This has to happen for whatever reason.
Right.
There is a federal law that has been passed. You now have to have the devil's threesome with the woman you're with.
But you're not going to touch this man sexually.
No, there will be nothing between you two.
Well, there'll be my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife. Kimmy's question is valid.
Yeah.
Do you want
to how do you make that selection?
Is it someone you're close with, or is it someone you never want to see again?
So I'm guessing it's going to be somebody you don't want to see again.
So you would want a stranger?
I would think you don't want to see that dude ever again.
Okay, but you also know nothing about that man.
Yeah.
Which means I got to have a small talk with him while we're doing it.
What do you think that would sound like?
Man, can you believe the Bills are going back to Fisher this year? Yeah, they inked that deal. That's crazy. What do you think of the new stadium? You think it's too much?
I mean, look. I get the idea.
Because there's going to be talking.
I don't think there's talking.
To some degree.
Uh-oh. No, I think you just let it happen.
And everybody stay silent.
I think.
Like we're in church.
I don't know. I've never done this before.
So on the old show, the host got serviced by another dude. When he got home from war.
Okay.
I'm not making this story.
No,
he's
I've
talked
heard,
about
I've
it
heard the story before.
And my question always was to him, because he goes, the guy offered, you know, and he's straight. I go, any small talk? Like
leading up to
You say? Well, like when a buddy helps you move, you thank him, you compliment him. Like, hey, man, I really appreciate that. Man, I'll tell you what, man, you're pretty good at this, buddy.
I heard he did buy him pizza and beer. When it was
Yeah, but like... The interaction would be so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, where do you put your... Because you can't put your hands where you normally put your hands when you're having sex with your... Like, where you put your hands on your wife when you're intimate, right?
Yeah.
That all goes... That changes now because there's a dude at the other end of the table, You'd have to eat differently, like, when you eat at home and when you eat out at a nice restaurant.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
We will wrap it up with, I think, the most appropriate punchline possible.
All right.
Mike writes us on Instagram, DuffyNWCMF, the easiest way to get us. Mike says, if I wanted to disappoint two people at once, I'd have dinner with my parents.
Oh!
Thank you, Mike!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With 4th of July cookouts coming up, summertime. This is summertime food.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Now you're going to want to pay attention to this, because even when this food is good, even the slightest off smell will make people run in the opposite direction.
Oh, it's that bad.
And you love this. We are currently dealing with a shrimp recall.
Shrimp!
That affects 44,500 pounds of shrimp.
God damn.
How many tons is that?
Is that a ton? What's that, a ton?
How much is a ton?
It was like 2,000 pounds.
Is that, that does sound like a ton, right?
I think it's. I thought 2,000 pounds was a ton.
2,000 pounds, and what do you get? Bunch of shrimp going to make 2,000. 2,000. Okay, so that means this is 22 tons of shrimp. 22 literal tons of shrimp have been recalled. Now, it's from a company in Washington. The risk is Listeria. And Listeria is no joke, man. It can legitimately kill you, which is something that some folks in our area have found out the hard way over the last couple of years. This does affect us. This shrimp, according to the story, has been sold in stores in New York. Thank Dave writes us. 22 tons. Thanks, math, Dave. The shrimp is sold under the brand, where did it go here? Yeah. I'm sorry. Borstein Seafoods.
Okay.
1 pound or 5 pound plastic bags. And look, I got a whole bunch of information in front of me. If you have shrimp in your freezer, Google it.
Check it out.
And make sure it's not. Because, look, you don't want to mess around with Listeria, period.
Mm-hmm.
But I would argue a recall on shrimp would be the most urgent of recalls.
Yeah. Shrimp's got to be on point.
Right?
Well, seafood in general, just got to be on point.
But I think shrimp is the most, I'm sorry, Kimmy, I think shrimp is the most common of the
It's the most popular.
Yeah, there you go.
I would also think seafood is usually the one most people are double checking. Maybe not so much for recalls, but you're always like triple checking the date, how long you can eat it. Like, you're definitely not taking any chances on it.
Yeah, but it's weird because, like, shrimp can be fine.
It's frozen.
But still have a weird smell. You know what I mean?
Every piece
of shrimp smells different. That's why I only eat shrimp that's been cooked.
Like, yeah, but if even after you cook it and, like, it tastes a little funny, like, you're not going to muscle through it.
No.
You're tossing
it.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
Yeah, you got to bail on it.
So you're telling me, because you in the past have been a little blasé. About food recalls?
Yeah.
Shrimp recall, you're chucking that out?
So I got shrimp in the freezer right now, but it's Wegmans.
Okay.
So I'm going to eat it.
Just use. I would legit check the bag.
Why? It's not. It's not.
Just look for Borstein on the logo somewhere.
Like, wait, it says Wegmans all over it.
Well, I don't, but other companies make
products. Do they say, like, where they,
But Wegmans would have issued that.
Maybe.
Yeah, they always do.
Maybe they just want you gone, man. He won't stop talking to our employees. He won't stop emailing Danny Wegman back. Let's just get rid of him.
No, I'm eating it.
Like, you know, the cruelty of this is, I think you can argue when it comes to, like, a cookout situation or a party situation, like, shrimp is the Cadillac of food.
Oh, yeah. That's class.
Unless you're, like, a bajillionaire, you're not going to have a better, more high-end food than shrimp at a cookout or something like that. So for you to go out of your way to get it, prepare it for this to happen, it's extra cruel, man.
Oh, yeah. Because you're looking forward to shrimp.
And with the story, even if the shrimp is okay, folks are going to be nervous about any shrimp that they're eating. It's going to cross your mind if you go to put a shrimp in your mouth.
That sucks, man.
That's what I'm saying.
This is shrimp season.
What are you, Red Lobster?
I'm telling you, man.
It's shrimp season. Come on in.
Shrimp cocktail to me is the ultimate.
I won't eat shrimp cocktail.
Why?
I need
it's cooked shrimp.
I understand, but it's still cold, and it makes me feel icky.
The cold is what bugs you.
It still feels raw.
To me. Interesting.
Does that make sense?
So you don't like that raw feeling in your mouth?
I don't like that raw feeling in my mouth.
But you can get over that.
No. I don't know how you're going to do this one. You already painted yourself into a corner.
No, I got this little kiosk to help you get over it.
The health department has closed your kiosk.
A listeria, your mouth good.
Due to risk of listeria. By the way,
you'll definitely die.
Why would you bring this up after her shrimp?
Huh?
Nothing.
I can't hear you.
I know.
She had asked. You're comparing it to shrimp. Tiny. Why all of a sudden your kiosk would be relevant? She says, you got a tiny weenie.
I have a nice weenie.
You got a shrimp
you're the
weenie.
I have a nice weenie.
You're the one that asked Pat if he likes shrimp.
Like shrimp? Well, how about my penis?
Well, it's a jumbo. They make jumbo shrimp. They even named a band of.
Wait a minute.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.